That was Ether, a new track from Fison featuring the Amadeus Electric Quartet, and I'm delighted to be joined by Fison on the line. Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, and you're talking to us from the Maldives, aren't you? It's a late night there, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. It's around 11:20 p.m.
Okay, so obviously you're from the Maldives, and you're a drummer, you're a multi-instrumentalist, a composer, songwriter, and a handpan performer. So we've got a lot to talk about. So let's start at the beginning. What was your introduction into playing music? How old were you?
I was in the first grade when I was interested in going for music. I was going near the music room and like sneaking in. That's when I was I found out that I was having this passion for music.
So you were very so first grade is how old is first grade?
First grade will be around 10 years.
Wow, that's quite early then, isn't it? Were you listening to a lot of music at the time? Were there any artists that you enjoyed listening to, or might have influenced you to start playing music?
Actually, my dad was really a lot into music. He was playing a lot of hit songs from English songs. And yeah, I was pretty much, introduced through an early age.
By your father. Were there any artists in particular who were a big influence on you?
I would say there's a local band called Zero Degree at All that was a really big influence on me.
Yeah, I mean, because I did wonder what the music scene is like in the Maldives, because I was surprised to hear that you founded a trash metal band in 2004. Is that right?
Yeah, in my early age, I was into Metallica, Megadeth, and these type of bands.
And the band were called Serenity Dies. After that, you formed a new band, Skyrock, and you're still a member of Skyrock, aren't you? Now, that's a slightly different change in style, isn't it?
Yeah, Skyrock is more into progressive rock. So it's not a huge gap between metal and, you know.
Were there any progressive rock artists that you particularly like that you're trying to emulate?
We like Pink Floyd and those type of bands. Dream Theater, like it's in between progressive rock and metal.
Yeah, it's a sort of the more modern progressive rock, because I think a lot of people associate, you know, progressive with Pink Floyd. Obviously, they're, you know, very influential still after 50 years. But, you know, the bands like Dream Theater, they're a little bit more, how would you say, a little bit more sort of theatrical, a bit more orchestral, that kind of thing. Yeah. And obviously, that's something that's influenced your solo work as well, because we've just played Ether. It's a fantastic track, and you're playing a handpan in it. Now, that's an amazing instrument. How would you describe it?
It's a rhythmic, but still in the same time, a melodic instrument. So since I'm a drummer, it's kind of a percussive instrument.
You can hear the percussion on it, but of course you are playing a melody as well. It's kind of like a little steel drum that you play with your hands, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, and it looks like a UFO. It looks extremely cool as well. Is it easy to play? Did you teach yourself how to play that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Back then, when I got the hand drum, there were actually few artists who were doing it, so I couldn't find any sort of tutorials or anything like that. But since I was into percussions and drums, I kind of managed to pull off.
But yeah, obviously, you know, you've become very accomplished on it. We've seen that and heard that for ourselves. You know, it's sounding fantastic. And you're playing that on the new single, which is a collaboration between yourself and the Amadeus Electric Quartet. They're from Romania. So how did that collaboration come about?
Actually, this song, Aether, the handpan parts, I recorded it on GarageBand when I was doing the scratches for in the making of this song. So I was thinking maybe violins were going along with it really well, and I started searching for quartets on YouTube, and I came across Amadeus, and they're really they're really good at it, and I thought I might I'll give a try in contacting them.
And they said, Yeah, great. You know, let's do it. So you recorded your parts in the Maldives and they recorded their parts in Romania, is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
But you did all get together because there's a fantastic video accompanying the song and you're all in the, on the beach in Maldives, is that right?
Yeah, it's in the Sai Lagoon Resort, Maldives.
Yeah, it looks absolutely brilliant. When did you film the video?
It was filmed in August 2019.
And it's just been released on YouTube and we've got it on the website as well. So they obviously like the idea of coming over to the Maldives and shooting a video there, I guess, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, who wouldn't? Ether is from your upcoming solo album. When can we expect that to be released?
Like in the middle of next year, 2021.
Is it pretty much finished or have you still got a little bit of work to do on it?
Almost there, yeah.
Is it based around the handpan or are you playing other instruments on there as well?
Based mostly around handpan. But you might hear like some vocals on some songs as well.
Sky Rock are also releasing an album next year, is that right? And is that what can you tell us about that? Is that mostly done? That's obviously a bit of a change. It's you know, what can you tell us about the new album that's coming out?
Sky Rock is working on a local album, actually. All the songs will be local, but more into we kind of pulled in some Maldivian drums as well into like progressive rock, so it's like sort of a fusion
between sort of your local music and the prog rock sounds. Yeah, and you don't sing in English, do you? You sing in is it Maldivian, the language?
No, it's called Divehi.
Okay, and is that the main language on the Maldives?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's definitely worth checking out. We've listened to a couple of the songs here in the studio and does sound fantastic. So, yeah, we're looking forward to hearing that. What other plans do you have on the horizon, Faizan?
Right now, that's about it. I'll be planning in more of collaboration with similar bands like Amadeus. But maybe some singers as well.
Yeah, so there's plenty more music to come. Are you writing new stuff at the moment as well?
Yeah, I'm writing
so
new music.
We've got the two albums coming out and you're thinking about what's coming after that as well. There could be some more songs, yeah. Faizan, thank you very much for talking to us on the line today. We've really enjoyed playing your music and we wish you all the best of luck with it.
Thank you for having me.